Amen. I want to get you sharp. I want you dull. We need some sharp people in the spirit. Amen. We don't want you just somebody just we have to keep pull along. I need you to be saying, come on, Pastor, you need to come on. Come on now. Get them doors open. Let's go. Let's hit these streets. Let's do this. But if you just think about yourself, you want to sit up on the air conditioner all the time. I know y'all. But so when you realize how good God is, and I'm gonna talk about His goodness, not tonight. I'll make mention of it. I'm going to talk about God's goodness. And I'm going to talk about His love. Yeah. Hallelujah. I want you to see Him through the realm of the Spirit, through the eyes of faith, through the eye of faith, and through the realm of the Spirit. There have been too many people calling themselves representing God have given false reports about Him. Amen. They have you thinking that God won't do this and won't do that. God will get upset with you, and He'll do like you know, little kids playing little games. You don't play like I play. I ain't gonna play with you no more. Too much of that been preached and proclaimed and acted out, and have robbed us of a vibrant relationship filled with all the goodness and of God, where you can explore life to the full. Where you can impact your not just your home, your community, your world, where people that don't know Him and people that think they know Him will shake them up and stir them up, and that some of them will get so jealous, and some will get so on fire, some will come out of the stuff they're in. Hallelujah. I'm not going to do it tonight. At least I don't think I am. I'm not going to do it tonight. Like I said, at least I think I'm not, because I'm under His command. He's the one. He'll tell me what He want me to do, and you know, if He'll talk to me about what He want me to do tonight, but sometimes He doesn't tell me everything. And so if He tell me, I'll do it. But I'm about to prophesy to some things. But I don't think I'm going to flow in it tonight, but the prophet ministry, the anointing is about to flow, and things are coming forth. And the reason why I'm saying this, so see, when you become God inside mind, it helps it to flow better. But if you are dull and you got to prime and pump you and wake you up just to get you to say hallelujah, then it just doesn't flow good. But you can get them to flow in the spirit, because God is on the move. Yeah. Amen. Amen. And so I want to talk about becoming, we are, I guess that's a better way to say that, we are God inside minded, and we want to become more of God inside minded, right? See, at one time, glory to God, I'll do my best to be timely tonight. But I know already, because I didn't even get started, and it's but I'll do my best. I know I'm gonna have to cut off, but I'll do my best to say as much as He wants me to say in this session. But I just want to tell you some things have changed, and some of them, you just gonna have to see them. another that I make mention of them. But let's talk about God, who he is. He's beyond nature, humans. And with all these universities that we have and all these different studies of different things, and men study to come, you have to help me out in these areas because I'm just a simple guy that loves Jesus, okay? They study, they become, and they get all these different degrees, PhD, their doctorate's degree, and master's and, you know, doctrines and all that. And they become so, and there's nothing wrong with that at all. Don't y'all ever think I'm saying something wrong with it. Nothing wrong with that. But they take that and they push it to the point that that's all there is to life. You become famous in the eyes of the world. And then, and some of them that get to those levels of study and education, why they become crooked, deceitful, scheming, lying, and they do all kinds. And God can't use those kind of people. Yeah. But he can use a person that's full of the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Can he do it? That's willing to yield themselves to the Spirit of God. Not looking for a pat on the back, not looking for a reputation, just looking to be, to serve. So, Romans chapter 11, give me verse 33 give me in the Amplified. Give that to me in the Amplified Bible. God inside my nature. Say, I am God inside minded. I think like God. I think his thoughts. I have his ways. I am learning every day to be more like him. He's my father, my daddy, my papa. He is. I'm his child. I want to be just like him in everything I do. Everywhere I go, I want to be evidence. The way I act, the way I talk, the attitude I have. They will say, that person is God, is a God man, a God woman. They know God. I can tell it the way they act, what they do. Hallelujah. That's me. And I'm becoming more like that each day of my life. Amen.